Shell's Kulluk drill rig has been anchored in Kaluta Bay on the east side of Kodiak Island. It took the Kulluk about 12 hours to be towed 45 miles to the bay. It was refloated a little after 10 p.m. last night. Coast Guard Captain Paul Mailer described the mood in the Incident Command Center when tugs were able to move the rig off the ocean floor.
I won't say that I saw anyone high-fiving. I'll say there was certainly a sense of relief, but recognizing now we have a lot more work to do.
The Coast Guard conducted an overflight this morning and saw no oil sheen, but some debris will have to be cleaned up from the shore near where the Kulluk was grounded. Mailer says a team is working to get a better picture of what that debris includes.
The one thing I know that is going to need to be cleaned up is we have lifeboats on the beach. Those lifeboats will have fuel. So that is this morning when we came in and sat down with the operations, now that we were moving into this, that became a higher priority of the beach assessment.
The Kulluk had been grounded near Kodiak since New Year's Eve. Environmental groups have been closely monitoring the incident. Lois Epstein is Arctic Program Director for the Wilderness Society. She is relieved the grounding doesn't appear to have caused major environmental damage.
The big picture, however, is what this incident demonstrates in terms of Shell's ability to go forward with drilling in the Arctic without serious problems.
Epstein is in Washington, D.C., where she plans to meet with members of Congress to request oversight hearings on Shell's Arctic operations.
We think that's essential. Shell's had numerous problems. They haven't been sufficiently looked at by Congress. This is a big step moving into the Arctic for drilling, and what we've learned this past year is that it's not trivial, it's dangerous.
Shell doesn't know how long the Kulluk will stay in the Kaluta Bay. That will be determined by what assessment teams, including divers or underwater vehicles, find.